Hello, welcome back finally to another amazing episode of the Happy Hour with Aaron Deuce. I am Deuce. I've got my co-host Ariel.
What's up, everybody?
We got version two here.
What's going on?
And hey, you know we block tape, which we do, but today when we block tape, it's 420.
Woo, 420!
And it's the first year with a card-carrying member of the Marijuana Society?
Yeah.
What do we call
you
that?
You would tell us.
I don't know.
We're not card carriers.
Well,
we are not card carriers.
As a card-carrying member, this is my first 420.
Woohoo!
So
how does it feel?
It's pretty amazing.
Good.
We're going to do a whole episode about that. It's probably going to be number 500 because that's next because we're at 499
now. This is 499. We're about to hit 500
episodes.
Crazy.
Wild. I mean, it'd be better if it was 420.
Well, listen. You know.
Timing.
We do what we do when we can. But speaking of doing what we do when we can, how about these amazing sponsors
all
we have?
Guys, get ready. Well, I'm going to go ahead and talk about this one since we were talking about the official card-carrying member of the Marijuana Society. Yes on three. Florida, do you hear me? You must
please,
vote.
Please
vote yes on three.
They're all high. You're going to have to repeat this throughout
the
episode.
Yes, we will. It's going
to
be.
Yes on three. Hey, we never, ever, ever ask you guys to vote on anything political because we want you to believe whatever beliefs you have. And we're just telling dick and fart jokes.
Yeah.
We're not doing anything serious here.
No.
So the only reason we're saying yes on three is number three is going to be, if it passes, marijuana will be legal recreationally for everybody in the state. So anybody over the age of 21 can allegedly walk into a dispensary and get marijuana.
Right.
If, you know, they're the legal age and
it's like
whatever else they've got going on.
I think there's other little things. I mean, obviously, it's like job specific.
As long as you're legal age and you got money.
Yep.
You got money.
So
they will sell it to you.
They will. So we're saying yes on three.
Yes, we are.
Yeah.
Because we believe in yes on three.
Truck drivers, that's not us. Don't
truck
be fooled.
Drivers.
That's
doing
not,
that if you're a truck driver.
Not
or if you're in security or
yeah.
any other kind of,
I mean,
you can
vote yes on three. You just don't reap the benefits.
Hey, help the rest of us out. If you can't.
Man, fuck you guys.
That's not cool.
Hey, man.
That's not cool.
Hey, man.
Yeah.
Whatever.
You can't do it either,
yeah.
Miss
Healthcare. I don't yuck your yum.
Yeah.
You can't yuck my yum.
I can't do it either, but I'll still vote yes on it.
Yeah.
Because that's cool.
That sounds like
a friend.
Yeah.
That sounds like
she's
a sloppy
porn
show.
And if I ever am able to do it, I want to make sure it's legal.
Yeah, exactly.
So, full circle. So, come
full
on, guys.
Circle.
Help us out. And segue, after you voted yes on three.
Okay.
Head on down to Sugar and Slice and get
you.
Because
you might have some munchies.
Yeah.
And you might have a sweet tooth.
And get a celebratory cupcake. Treat
exactly.
yourself.
Oh,
you voted yes.
Well, they don't have any of those kind of products. But get you a nice cupcake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just a really nice cupcake. Super delicious. Super good. Ugh. I bet it'd be the best thing to have after voting yes on three.
Maybe.
One
I'm more
best.
Of a salty fried guy after my ween, but everybody's
different.
Everybody's different. Some people get their jollies off of sugar.
Yeah, whatever.
Compared to, I don't know, is that your Sour Patch Kids?
Yes, my Sour Patch Kids. I keep sour candy in the house. I was out, I bought some.
Well, good. Well, then later you can go into my cabinet and you can take the two boxes of Sour Patch Kids out of there and eat it then.
She keeps it for anxiety.
I keep it for anxiety. Because sour candy helps with anxiety. So
does it really?
When I have
with anxiety attacks.
Yeah, so if
not
you feel
for
an attack coming on, pop some sour candy and it helps like trick your brain.
It's a sensory overload.
It's a sensory thing and it helps slow your brain down and you can actually get through the panic attack easier when you can't, after you vote yes on three, but you can't participate.
It's funny how you never told Deuce this until he,
exactly.
Now he don't need it because he's got weed.
Because I got weed. So now
that's
that's
the ultimate though.
Stoned like a biblical whore.
And that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that.
And also, let me throw something out there real quick to our good friend Samantha from the Tom and Dan podcast. Go and check out Semantics in the Semantics podcast. You can find it on all of your different devices and all your streaming services. She has a really great podcast, and they're doing their own thing now, and she's got this cool thing on Twitch where it's called Sipping with Sammy. So she'll, get her coffee in the morning and, talk to you and stuff. And they got a lot of good things going on, but
check that out.
They're our friends. We want to support them, so go to their Patreon, so you can give them some money.
Do it.
And go check them out. And if nothing else, if you don't want to do the Patreon, just go to the Semantics Facebook page. Give them a like, share. I mean, that costs you $0.
Just like and share.
Yep.
Because it costs you nothing to do it.
Exactly. And speaking of things that cost me nothing, Prelim Tim.
Costs you nothing.
To go on Substack and check it out and see his ratings. He's doing UFC. Also, he's doing PFL now, the Professional Fighters League. And he's been kind of dibbling and dabbling in some boxing. So,
well, look at him go.
Yeah. So any of your kind of fighter sports, he's your guy. And let me see. Oh, and Nesh.
Yes.
Nesh, this, I think next week is when my paintings are coming.
Ooh.
So we're going to do an unveiling. We'll take pictures. We'll put them on the website, yes. hhpodcastshow.com.
And I'll put them on the Facebook, too, so you guys can see.
Exactly, so you guys can see them.
The last announcement, this is a lot, guys, but we're super excited. We're all nerds here. We all have our nerd niche and everything. May the 4th be with you. Don't know if that was planned. But it's free comic book day.
Yeah, no, it's totally original and new. Hasn't been done in ever.
Never. But it's free comic book day. So go get your free comics. And we love Dombrowski's. I think we've gone every year to the free comic book day. Starts at 1 o'clock.
I think we skipped last year.
Oh, no, we went.
I don't think we did.
Oh, I did.
I don't think you did.
Maybe I did. But go get your free comics. Go check them out. Go support them. Go buy stuff from them. He's got all kinds of board games and comics and all kinds of manga now.
Yeah, go punch them kids out the way. Those are our comics.
Yes. That's our generation. So go get your comics. Go check them out.
Well, before we go to talking about AEW and WWE, since we were talking about board games,
yes,
you guys are making for me
a
board game bag for the family, for our family vacation.
Yes, we are in charge of that.
What are you going to put in it? Number one thing I want is the bigger blacker
Cards
box.
Against Humanity. That's a must. That's a party game. You always have to have that in there. I was thinking Zombie Dice, because I think Zombie Dice is an easy party game for people to play.
Who are you playing with?
Yeah, who's
my family?
Just
Mike,
find your family.
Sean, my mom, my dad, Chase, my sister.
Okay.
All right, young people. Yeah. Younger people.
Yeah.
That gives us an idea like what.
Yeah,
what
the only other older, and I mean this very politely, older person that might play with us is Sean's mom, and she's around my mom and dad's age. But I kind of want to play Cards Against Humanity with dad, especially now that I've he's been introduced to gummies, but we'll get to that story at 500.
Yes, on three.
A little teaser, if you will.
An idea. I definitely, we're going to put Cards Against Humanity because I know we play it here. Everybody always loves it.
Yeah.
Chase just played Zombie Dice.
He's so played Zombie Dice and he really likes it. It's an easy party game.
We can do the Not Safe for Work Exploding Kittens.
Yeah, we can do that one.
We can do Splendor because that's easy.
Yeah. Splendor's a good one. That's an easy one.
Because it's super easy.
We'll just have to go through. Those are the top four. We'll put like a whole box together. Because a lot
I
of
figured
the ones,
anything that's like a card game, because the with the house I rented for us, we're like right downtown, kind of near St. George Street.
Okay.
So, and it's a very big house. And we've got a pool in the back. We've got a hot tub in the back. But we've also got this cabana, I guess is the best way to explain it, in the back with like a TV. But there's a table and there's couches all around it, so I'm thinking we're going to sit out there and probably play cards. And we've got a huge, huge dining table that I figured,
perfect,
so because that was the one thing I told Mike he had to bring was his poker kit, because I know how much you love seeing my brother make me a simp.
It's pretty hilarious.
It's sad.
To watch. The next time he comes down, I definitely want to do a poker night again, because that was so much fun playing with everybody.
Well, I told him, you just need to come down just any weekend. Let us know. We'll just do a poker night. It doesn't have to be UFC or WWE. Yeah. Let's just play some poker and have some fun.
Let's do some poker.
Yeah. Let's watch Deuce get some anxiety.
I don't have it now.
No, what do we?
Which, speaking of that, since we're going to go to the WWE AEW topic so we can segue easily, WrestleMania. How do you think I did?
Fantastic. You didn't even I would have never known. You were just cool as a cucumber, very chill. I didn't see you freak out or no. But it also helped that the people that were here for WrestleMania, it wasn't crazy. Everybody was calm.
Well, we did in shifts,
I think,
which worked.
Which definitely helped. You didn't have all these people in your house at one time. But everybody, that was another big factor. And I think everybody that was here for WrestleMania kind of understood and was respectful. And it was quiet. Nobody ever got like super loud. It wasn't anything like that. It was just a bunch of people just chilling, hanging, talking.
Yeah, eating, just chilling.
Having a good time, drinking some beers. And no, but I didn't think you did good.
Let me ask version two. Because I got a feeling he's like, oh, okay.
No, you did fine.
Okay. I mean, thought you were like.
You didn't escape to your room at any point in time.
You didn't even fall asleep.
Nope. Stayed awake the whole night.
I know.
I actually stayed awake pretty damn late after that.
Yeah. We were like, what the hell? He's still awake.
He's been good about that for a while, though.
Like watching the pay-per-view and then you going to bed and then us being out here hanging out with everybody for a little bit longer before we head out. And I'm like, oh my God, it's like 12 o'clock. Motherfucker's still awake. Mm-hmm. We watched the main event for night one, at least. Yeah.
The whole dealio.
Dang.
The whole shoot match.
And all your weed mysteriously ran away. It's crazy how that works.
Well, yeah. Anyway.
Yeah.
I didn't say who. I just said it ran away.
Anyway, stories for another day.
Yes.
Anyway, somebody in AEW is pregnant.
Yes. Yes. Wait. It's out now. Yeah. Ruby Soho is pregnant. And this isn't a work. This isn't a storyline.
It's the real deal.
Legitimately, she's pregnant.
So she got banged and got pregnant?
Yeah.
But I don't know how. Is it like?
Well, when a guy and a girl.
Well,
that part I understand. I was under the impression that Ruby
she
was
batted for the other team.
On the other team.
That don't mean she can't get pregnant.
That's true. And it's not, I mean, you can get a sponsor.
Yeah,
is that what they call them? Or a donor.
It's a drug thing if you have a sponsor.
Well, hey, it's okay to have a sponsor, kids.
You can have sponsors.
I never said it wasn't.
Anyway,
I'm saying that's what they're called.
So what I read about, because I was like, same thing. When I saw it, I was like, 1 + 1 = 2.
No.
So I went on, apparently her and Angelo is his obviously stage name. But, like, they've been dating for over a year behind the scenes.
That doesn't sound like a bet
for
the other team thing.
Yeah. Cool hand, Ange with the comb.
Okay.
That was part of the Jericho Appreciation Society.
Not the other guy.
Not Daddy Magic.
Yeah, the one that's been dancing. Like,
he comes out. That's Garcia.
Garcia. God bless America.
I know. But apparently they have been dating off screen for over a year. And this whole, like, on screen stuff just started, like, 3 or 4 months ago.
That's dope.
So, yeah, she's pregnant. And it was announced. I think it's going to be, well, obviously, Block Tape. I think they're gonna do a segment on tonight on Collision, because it was taped after Rampage.
Oh.
So after Rampage went off air, she came out and they did this whole thing. So she's pregnant. Did not have that on my bingo card for this year.
Did not. Did you have live backstage security footage on your bingo card this year?
I also did not have that. Okay. So it's funny because when it happened.
I want to hear your side of this.
When it happened, Chase actually Snapchatted me and he said, yo, what the hell is this? Like, he's like, what is happening? He's like, what do you feel about it? And I'm like, I feel that it was unnecessary. I feel that they didn't need to do that. I felt it was a petty attempt to be like, hey. Because, you know, earlier in that week, CM Punk did that interview and went on. And this was just like a cheap shot to be like, actually, no, he's the one who started. Which you can clearly see in the video, he did start it.
Mm.
But did that need to be said? Like, did that need to be aired out? Like,
we
passed it. Like, just move the fuck on. It happened. He's in WWE. Like, every company makes mistakes. And this was obviously a mistake.
It looked like a needy bitch.
Oh, for sure.
Like the neediest of bitches.
Also,
you didn't show any of the volume. So, like, what did they say to each other? What was the conversation?
Did he antagonize
them? Don't know.
Well,
you don't know.
At the same time, is there anything that they would have said that would have been okay for him to cause physical violence in a business setting?
I mean,
professional setting?
In a professional setting, no. You don't put your hands on each other.
No matter what.
No matter what was said. And I get that side of
Can
it.
Can I quote CM Punk and the great Chael Sonnen, UFC MMA fighter? Can't get that close to me, bro.
Yeah. I mean, he kind of got a little. Because
if you get close and you think a fight might want to be breaking out, you want to go ahead and get the grapple in. Because they get too close, they headbutt you, they sucker punch you. Don't get too close, bro.
Yeah. But if they do it in that setting and it's not in the ring, who's at fault?
I don't care.
Yeah.
You might not. Does the person signing your paycheck care?
Okay.
Do you see my point?
I
hate arguing with him.
I know. That's why I don't ever look at him and talk to him.
No.
I get it. If a bitch is being a bitch that need to be punched in the face, I get it. But there's a time and a place, and it's not camera in a professional setting.
I know. This is how
you agree with that?
I can agree with that. That was the wrong
I'm saying.
Wrong time.
I'm saying. I still hate CM Punk, but I get it.
Anyway, this is a happy hour with Ariel Deuce. Yeah. We used to have a guy on here called a version something. We're looking for version 3 now. If you want to send in your resume,
CHHPodcastShow@gmail.com.
Yep, nope, Deuce said it.
Nope,
I'm moving out.
Nope,
I'll get the paper signed Monday.
If you want to move out, you want to move in with me?
Hell yeah.
Let's do it.
Done.
How did this turn
I'm only here 5 days, not even five. I'm here 2 days a week, so you would have like six pretty much.
You better
three.
Hope your mama gets better because you need help with that house and car. All right, let's go.
Hey.
Anyway.
You know what? I need my own clothes room.
Can it get too sweet? And you can use my clothes room. You can throw your clothes on top of my
deal.
Clothes.
How did bromance it up? I don't want to argue with him. To I'm looking for version 3. To now you're moving in.
That's just how bros are. If we were females, it'd be different.
Yeah. Would it beat your ass like CM Punk beat
exactly.
Jack Perry's? That's different. But anyway.
Like J. Will said, you can stay and I'll beat your ass, or you can leave and I'll beat your ass.
Either way, I'm going to beat your ass.
Yeah, either way, I'm going to beat your ass.
But I just, again, I love AEW. I'm a full supporter in everything they do.
That
I just felt.
It just looked tragic.
It did.
Kingdom.
It looked trashy. It looked.
Look, it was a petty move. It was petty.
And it came out that the Bucks didn't even want to air it. They didn't want to do that segment. They were like, we didn't feel like it was necessary.
I apologize for you guys on the podcast because we don't do video. I rolled my eyes so
hard
at that statement. I actually saw my brain. Was it big? But I saw most of it.
Are you saying that you don't believe?
Fuck no. Fuck no.
Are you saying you don't agree with
the
internet?
Are you saying in the wrestling world people aren't genuine?
What?
No. Fuck that. They told Meltzer, we didn't want to hear it. But
it
come on, bro.
How many ratings did that video get?
Oh, I don't know.
Probably. I don't know. And who gives a shit?
Probably
no,
still.
I'm saying that's a reason to air it.
No, I'm saying, like, they got views. Like, literally, I tuned in that night because during the week when I'm at the old folks' home, I go home go to bed sometime between 7, 7:30. Mm-hmm. That's when I go to bed because that's what you do in an old folks' home. So, like, I actually stayed up that night to watch it. And I watched it. I saw the footage and I was like, okay, you can't let them get that close to you. I get it. So
no, it's understandable. There's people who think one way, people who think the other way. But I think a lot of the fan base can agree that it was a mess up on their part. It was petty on their part. They never should have aired it. But as a company, they did it. They made that decision. And now they're dealing with the said repercussions of that. And it is what it is. And they're going to move on from it.
Yeah.
And that's the end of it.
Yep.
And you got Dynasty tomorrow. Actually, when this airs, it'll already be on. But
yeah, it'll be on tonight because we'll watch it tonight. It's not Dynasty. Collision's tonight. Dynasty's tomorrow.
The pay-per-view is...
Which, by the way, AEW, get your shit together. Get your pay-per-views back on Saturday nights. I know you have a show on Saturday night, but like if you do your pay-per-views on Sunday, I know three people at this table that aren't going to watch.
Yeah, no, I'll get it because
I work for a living.
Exactly.
Well,
I do too, homie.
My thing that sucks is it depends on the pay-per-view on a Sunday if I'll watch it. But it's like I'll get it and I'll put it on Bleacher Report and then I'll watch when I get home from work or whatever. But it's
right.
Like at that point, then stay off the fucking internet because everybody's posting about it and everything. It's like, come on. I just do it on Saturdays. Help everybody out. Put it back on Saturdays because it'd be hard. The only time I don't mind if it's Sundays, if it's like Memorial Day weekend or Labor Day weekend. That's different.
Yeah, when you don't work the next day.
Then
it's cool. But if it's, you know, we don't work the next day, that ain't happening.
It's fucking stop.
Because it's not like I can just sit there and watch it. I've got to pay for it. And I'm not going to pay for something if
I can't sit there and watch it live. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing?
No, put your pay-per-views. I can find out, you know, the next day.
Yeah. So stop it. Put it back on Saturdays. We're done with you.
Mm-hmm.
But we love you, AEW.
Stop, drop, and open up shop.
Yep.
Speaking of open up shop, WWE's coming to Lakeland.
I heard. It's a house show, ain't it?
It's a house show, and
ooh,
it's on a Saturday.
Ooh.
So we may need to look into it, because I saw the cheapest seats were like $30.
Oh, shit,
so,
that ain't bad.
Yeah.
$30?
Yeah.
I'm super excited.
You'll be all right. on that, World's End
okay.
In Orlando...
Yeet.
At the end of this year.
Yeet.
Super excited.
You should be. It's at the
same place we went before.
Yeah, Edition Finance Arena.
And this time I will stay awake.
Are you going to stay awake?
I'm going to try. I'm going to try to finish my own story.
He'll be high enough to stay awake.
Well, I mean, I didn't say that.
I did.
But
you got to get,
you know.
So you won't be driving.
No, I ain't driving.
No. Got to get the crew.
I ain't going to lie. It's 420. I couldn't drive fucking Mario Kart right now.
You could into a wall.
But I am looking for, and I'm also excited.
The room could suck it.
Because that pay-per-view is on a Saturday.
Oh, it is.
It is on a Saturday.
Woo-hoo.
And so I'm like, oh, great. I don't take time off work because that's our busy season. So I'm like, oh, perfect. It's on a Saturday. Don't have to worry about fucking work or anything like that. So
what if we got an Airbnb that was really close?
Done, son.
Yeah.
Like you got to get Chase on board.
Chase and Jason.
Nah, we'll take care of it. And those two jabrones can join on later. But
that's what I mean.
I mean, we'll buy their tickets and shit. Because if I buy the tickets, say you're coming, they're like, yeah, buddy.
You wait till, yeah.
Because old JG Caddyshack is, we've named him Always Down.
Always Down.
Because anytime you say something, it's like, hey, man, we're going to go up to Polk City and get a couple midget strippers. You down? Yeah, man, I'm here for it, bro.
Always down for a good time.
Exactly.
You got to love Caddyshack.
You want to go out into the field and just start hitting balls for no good reason at 2:30 in the morning when I'm drunk as shit?
Sounds like a plan, man. Hey, man, I got a body I need to get rid of.
Yeah.
I got a show.
I remember that night when we went out to
make sure you tie the honey bake hands to them really tight or the gators won't bite them.
Okay. We went out to
that's a good idea. I never thought
a wrestling
of that.
Show, but then we decided not to go to the wrestling show, and we were all sitting there, just me, you, and Caddyshack, and he's like, I'm like, well, you want to go to get a drink? And he's like, well, okay. Like, he's just down for
he's down
whatever. So we already know he's going to be, he'll be in for this. And then the other little fucker.
About that. Hey, now that we both got Snapchat, he's more talkative.
That's the only way to talk to him. Snapchat or nothing. Because it's more, I hated this. Guys, this is just me being me. Snapchat, it's more personable. So is a phone call, bitch. So is a phone call.
It's more effort, in my opinion.
It is more effort.
The fuck is using Snapchat?
That's the only way
to communicate Chase. With people.
That's the only.
Huge.
That's the only way. He don't text.
Don't you remember? I had to download the app last time.
Last week when we were over. Stupid ass. But I'm really excited.
Sure.
For Wrestle Dream.
You don't remember that?
I mean, I know you were here last weekend.
You remember me having to download the app and then her getting pissed off because he responded immediately and we were having a conversation about her.
Brother, when you got here, I was so hammered. I didn't know what fucking planet I was on.
Well, you acted fine enough.
Well, no. I was solid. I wasn't, like, right. Spazzing, but I'm like, that's why I told you guys last week, and I'm like, hey, can we hang out and maybe watch some Fallout and not tape tonight? Because I didn't want to go, hey, I'm stoned like a fucking brick road, bro.
So,
we did do that, by the way.
What's that?
We watched some Fallout.
Yeah, I do remember that.
You remember that?
I do remember that, us watching Fallout, because it was dope as shit. Oh, so speaking, just so I don't forget, Our DoorDash guy, he's just going to knock. So
when
he comes, he's
well, that's
just
what we
knock.
Were expecting.
Tell him just to knock cause, like, and leave the shit at the door because, you know, I don't want to talk to all you people.
That's the only way to handle DoorDash and deliveries. I always put leave at my door. I don't.
Leave at my door. I ain't got time for that.
That's why I wanted it delivered. I didn't want to go anywhere. I didn't want to talk to nobody.
No.
So we're doing that. Switching gears. WrestleMania. What a WrestleMania. I got to say, probably the best WrestleMania I've seen in quite a while.
And Sunday night with Pops was
a
tits. Next year, you guys have got to take Monday off and come and stay with us at the old folks' home. Because Dad was wilding the fuck out.
Okay, we have to hear.
Yeah.
Because obviously, night two was the big.
So at the beginning, he's like, who are these people? I don't know this bitch. What's this, Shinobi, Shinaki, Shifonga? Like, who's she? So, yeah. It got, you know, as it do.
Mm-hmm.
So, we had all the championship matches, and we finally got to the end. And I had my Cody Rhodes shirt, and I got a dad a Cody Rhodes shirt. Which, by the way, there's one Cody Rhodes tank top that is floating somewhere out here in the living room. Hopefully we find it's the black one. Mm-hmm. And then my nephew, I can't say he stole it because I told him he could take it. He slept in his Cody Rhodes
t-shirt.
He was
so excited about finishing the story
that he fell asleep in it. And to get him the F out of the house, I was like, bro, I love you. Just keep the shirt, bro. You don't need to wash your ass. Just get in the car. Go to Denny's with the rest of these kids. Just
shoo-shoo.
Love you. Yeah. Shoo shoo.
Shoo shoo.
Shoo shoo.
So there's a random, there's a Cody Rhodes tank top.
Yeah, it's like a fucking Easter egg in my living room. There is a black Cody Rhodes tank top that is floating.
We'll find it.
Yeah. It's. They said it fell behind the couch. I'm like, nah, bro. Like,
we'll find it.
Yeah. And we pulled out the cushions and couldn't find it, so. It's allegedly around.
We'll figure it out.
Figure it out.
But Dad was pretty excited.
Oh, he was so excited. And it was fun because, like, I brought two good bottles of whiskey over. I brought all of our leftover nachos and cheese. So we did. By the way, you bunch of motherfuckers.
What?
You ate all the sausages and hot dogs.
I had.
All of them.
There were plenty when we left.
Hey, when we left, I had two hot dogs.
Allegedly.
There was like a whole half of a tray
okay,
left when we left.
Allegedly, what time did you leave?
What time did we leave? Midnight? 1 a.m.?
It was like 1:15 when we left.
Okay.
Because WrestleMania was over, what, like 11:30?
Yeah, you blame
45?
That on the kids. We didn't eat that much.
Yeah. Because the next day, I started packing shit up because I got to go to mom and dad's while I'm trying to be like, hey, love y'all. Get the fuck out. Because I do love them, but it's like, hey, if you ain't coming with me to Pops, we need to go. Because Sunday is my, there's a window for me on Sundays where I'm good, and there's a window where I'm fucking not. So it's like.
I got to make it in that window.
I got to make it in the window, man. I got to go ahead and slide it in right there. So I'm like, all right. So I'm packing everything up. All the meat was gone. All of it. I had one package of hot dogs I did not open. It was the only meat that was left in the house.
Fuck?
The whole fucking house.
Then they must have had a goddamn like hot dog and sausage eating contest after we left.
I bought 100 hot dogs / sausages. I left with what's in a like a ballpark Frank?
8 to 10.
No, the jumbo, like the family, like 20.
Okay.
So let's say 20. Through the course of the night, people ate 80 flipping sausages / hot dogs.
I think I might have had 3 or 4.
I had like 2 hot dogs. Mm.
So up somewhere in Gainesville, there were some very high-powered,
yes,
high-protein shits that
yes,
happened.
Yes, that's exactly what we're saying.
Emphasis on the high.
Because when we left, like we were packing our stuff up when we were leaving.
Yeah.
And like, there was still, like, a tray of sausages and hot dogs and all that shit. We were like, oh.
Which, to be fair, I sent some home with mom and dad. It was like, hey, take this home with you. Because I started cooking, like, before they left and when we had some of the other company here. And we had 20 people here. So, I don't know, 20 times 100, what's that? Each person gets 5? Something like that?
Average. Theoretically, but you had 20 left. So.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. That was the ones I didn't cook. Yeah, you're right. So 80. So
them kids wolfed them down.
Yeah, just saying.
But yeah, no, that was
kids
good.
Were up to 6 in the fucking morning.
Mm-mm.
I rolled over and I'm like, what time is it? It's like 5 something. They're still in here partying and fucking acting a fool. And I'm like,
I only did that recently if I'm get super into
really?
Like a game or something. No, I haven't done it. I'm saying, well. Yeah, like I'd get super into Diablo or something. And
no,
I'd
like when we were well,
do dungeons because
we were
stuff.
Like, okay, it's like 1:15. Like we're gonna go ahead and like head home or whatever. They were still up, fucking eating and pouring drinks and had the TV on, and we're like, all right,
wide
guys,
open.
All right, guys, we're gonna fucking like bounce. It was nice seeing you, nice
seeing
meeting
you.
Yeah, nice, all of that. But what the absolute fuck? We're out of here. But again, like WrestleMania Night 1, it was good. Like there's people here and stuff like that, but I mean, for the most part, everybody was very calm. Even in like the wee hours, nobody was like loud or nothing crazy like that. It was a good WrestleMania.
You good, bro?
Yeah, I'm good.
He be a'ight.
Yeah.
420, bro.
That's like yes on 3.
Yes on 3.
Mhm. But no, it was good. They called it the WrestleMania in the Triple H era. is what they called it.
I know. I love how they keep calling the Triple H era, and he's like, I don't like a name. I don't want to be called that. The Triple H. Bro.
Sorry, dude.
Sorry about your luck, my man.
I don't understand that. People who don't like the names that made them famous. And then later in life, they're like, I don't like being called that anymore. Bitch.
It's what got you where you are right
now.
Well,
I think it's he doesn't want it to be called his era. He wants it to be called, like, after the boys. Because you got to remember, he's a boy. So.
No, it's true. No, it's true. But, I mean, it's what fans are – because it's what they've been wanting for so long in WWE is this type of WrestleMania. It had everything. It kind of felt like a little nostalgic, you know?
No, it did.
And it was great. And it was a good – and that's the first WrestleMania I've seen in quite a while where I'm like, this is actually a really good one.
No,
like,
it was solid.
I liked it top to bottom. There wasn't a match I didn't like. Now, we only got to see night one. We didn't watch night two, but I watched it, like, they had, of course, all the videos
the
of, like,
and
Cody
shit.
And stuff like that, which incredible, you know, for
not
him.
Not gonna lie, night two was kind of meh, because, like, unless you were really, like, invested in the title matches, like, that was the only thing. It was hard keeping Dad interested, because he was like, who's this? Who's that? And I'm trying
really
to explain it
know.
To him. Yeah. Until we got to the main event. Now, main event, he was just wide open.
Oh, I bet.
All six cylinders. Especially when, like, Rock showed up and Undertaker showed
up. That was fucking cool.
Yeah.
I watched a video of that, and then there was, like, you know, they had people reacting to, and they had this video where it's, like, four or five people who were watching it, and then the whole thing was going on, and then it reacted to the lights going out, and the Undertaker's, like, bell, and people were like, what the fuck? What is this? And here he shows up in his nine-line shirt. And then he came back and had then he appeared on NXT and he had the nine line hoodie.
See, I didn't see him on NXT.
Try me,
so,
I'll make you famous hoodie he had on. So I'm like, repping the nine line. I like it. I like it. But no, overall, it's great. It was a great WrestleMania. We had a great time as always. Yeah. Another fun pay per view, you know. So looking
and I did
forward.
Good.
And you did good.
I did good.
You did good, man. You want a trophy?
Maybe.
No. Just some.
If I got you a trophy, would you take it?
Well, I mean, I put it up. You got it for me. Which, by the way, and actually this was a topic I was going to use for another episode, but I'll use it for this one. So, in hockey, you've got a on your jersey, there's a C for the captain, and there's an A for the alternate captain. So, I have decided Mike is like my touchstone, my rock, like the guy that keeps me steady Eddie.
Yeah.
So he's the captain. You two get the A's.
Yes.
And my boy Tim, my boy Big Tim Ford at Sugar and Slice, go see him downtown. He gets the other A.
We got our A's. Because
between the three of you guys, you keep me motherfucking solid, and I appreciate it.
We get the A's.
Well, I'm the more, you know. I'm A number one compared to you, so, you know, it's fine.
Yeah, but she has titties.
Yeah.
She does. But so, they're not big.
It doesn't matter. They calm me down.
Yeah. Titties calm down.
But big titties calm me down.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's like, do you want a beer or do you want a shot? You know what I'm saying? They'll both get me where I need to go. Sometimes it just takes a little longer. You feel me?
I like it. I like the way that was put.
Do you?
Yeah.
Do you really?
Yeah, it was nice.
Mm.
Speaking of things that aren't nice, we got to talk about a conversation we had on the way over here.
Did we?
So, as we all know, as the whole world and universe knows, Taylor Swift.
Oh, God.
Dropped her new album Friday.
She dropped that shit, right?
Actually, it was like Friday night at midnight.
Like midnight. Dropped that shit.
I even put a post on my Facebook page that said, hey, good morning, you sleepy Swifties.
Yes,
I hope you have a great day. Because
you bitches were tired.
You're tired.
But did you see that she dropped her album at midnight?
Right.
Oh, God. You know what?
And then
you,
2 hours later, she dropped the second album.
You just fan.
It was
you just
party.
Fan out
it was
this.
Like
it was a double album.
It was a double album. 24 songs. She's on a world tour. She's got the biggest romance in the United States of America. Maybe even the world.
I would say
and
that.
And she's got time to make 24 new songs for us.
It ended 31.
31
two,
was a grand
two
total.
2 hours. 2 hours. So, you know, I'm not a Swiftie.
Yeah.
You are.
No, I'm not. I'm not a Swiftie. But I'm not like going to buy the friendship bracelets. I'm not spending $2,000 on a ticket. Like, I support her in a way that I like her music. I've listened to a little bit of it so far.
I haven't heard any of it yet.
Man.
But I still technically kind of have an injunction with All Too Well. So
I get it.
Yeah, there's a restraining order because the last time I listened to it like 24 times in a row and called a lot of my friends and told them I loved them. And it was...
Well, I can tell you that this one... call that.
It's not an intervention. It's just like...
It ain't going to make you do that.
No. That's good. It's Yay, not. Yay, happy songs.
Some of them are happy. There is so
Swifty.
Yeah. Anyway, so there is the Fortnite, her single she did Post Malone.
Okay.
There's a song called Florida.
Okay.
And she got the singer from Florence and the Machine, the lead singer. They team up.
Florence.
As is. Then she did.
We got the singer from Florence and the Machine.
Jeez, her name is Florence. Florence.
You mean fucking Florence? Florence?
I thought that was like a stage name. I know that was like her real
name. I don't know if that's the name Jesus gave her, but I mean, I'm pretty sure her name is Florence.
I was going by her God-given Jesus name.
The Machine.
The Machine. That's her real name. We cracked the code, guys. Her real name is The Machine.
We got it. Her real name is The Machine. Florence is a backup band. We just cracked the goddamn code.
We've been thinking about it wrong this entire time.
You know, you get high enough, you figure it all out.
And here we are. There's obviously a song about Travis Kelce. The Anthropology is about him. Beautiful song. Great song.
Swifty.
Anyway, I don't care. Whatever.
Own it.
I am. Fine, I'll admit it. But there's one song on here that is called... So it's Thank You, Amy is the name of the song.
Oh, God.
But it's... The K, the I, and the M are capitalized. It's a musical fuck you to Kim Kardashian because Kim Kardashian, I guess, went on record and said some shit about Taylor Swift. So she went around and wrote an album about a song about her and pretty much was like, hey, man, fuck you. I do what I want. And that's it.
So because this past couple weeks, O.J. Simpson passed away.
Oh, yeah, he died.
Yeah. People were saying and brought this up, which I had never heard before, that they thought Khloe Kardashian was his kid.
Mm.
And
that's been an ongoing rumor for years.
Yeah.
I've never heard that before.
I didn't hear it before until he passed away. So after I dropped like 9,000 memes about it. So,
which were all great.
As you do.
As you do. I like the one that Ray kept posting about the whole like, OJ can finally, you know, now go like die peacefully because he knows his wife's killer is dead.
Exactly.
I'm like, fucking like, great.
True story, bro.
Suspicious.
I don't know. I watched Family Guy. I don't think he did it.
Oh, basically.
You know what I watched this morning? And I actually thought about you. I watched like 2 hours of American Dad this morning.
Two hours? That's like what, 4 or 5?
About.
Yeah, it might have been 3 hours, to be honest with you, because the...
It's like 10 episodes?
It was like 6. Because, well, you got to remember they got commercials and shit. But the tile washer guy came to wash tiles on my roof at 6 o'clock this morning.
As one does.
Exactly. I'm trying to nurse a fucking hangover and maybe need to hit my vape pen. So, anyway, long story short, I got up and I went in here and I watched American Dad. Which, by the way, for anybody that cares, at about 4 a.m., TBS plays Family Matters from 4 to 6.
Oh, interesting.
Just so you know, because I've been watching that with Dad.
Yeah,
so.
I was about to say it's for them 80-year-olds that remember the good old times.
Well, yeah.
That are up at that hour.
Well, that's true.
They get up at 4 a.m.
Get up that early and have to do what they do.
Yeah. Some people, you just got to get up that early.
Fuck that.
Get up to get down.
You're already up at that.
Yeah, but that's work, and I know.
Well, speaking of yeah, I know, our food is on the way. It is very, very close.
It should be. Shoot,
so we're going to call this in to $4.99.
Yes.
And I'll tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, when we come back with episode 500, it's going to be the 420 special. It's going to be a lot of stories. It's going to be a lot of fun, a lot of jokes, and a lot of good times. And we will talk to you next week.
See ya.